Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Thurman moves to second. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. Temple scores. Thurman moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Thurman scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Wally Post pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Post now playing right field. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball towards right. Morin catches it and throws to home to double up McMillan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. There goes Long trying to get to third. Robinson throws the ball into Hoke, who tags Long for the out. It's 2-1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Burgess and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston fires over to first and Long drops the ball. That's an error on Long. Hoke moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into center field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Bolger goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Neiman moves to second. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-1 in the game. Elston hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger who is chasing the ball. Thurman reaches third base with a triple. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Thurman scores. It's 3-2, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Post reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Crow moves to third. It's 4-2, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess is walked intentionally. Dave Hillman now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Crow scores. Post scores. Burgess moves to third. It's 6-2, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall fires over to first and Crow drops the ball. That's an error on Crow. Long moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Littrell pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Crow strikes out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Hoke steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke scores. It's 7-2, Reds. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a line drive into left field. Here's the throw into the infield and Adams commits an error. McMillan is thrown out. Nuxhall moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Thurman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.